Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
That devil said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Forever can it show me.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy.
When my poor heart needs lifting, is home and kids really all there is? Or is there something better? And how much soul must the poor man sell to rub two coins together?
No, no, no,
no. Life ain't easy.
No, 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 no.
Life ain't easy.
Why is that a word, baby?
Nothing's free. If you don't believe me, just check. They'll tax you for it. They'll fine you for it. But some way in hell, they're going to get it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what a week. So much stuff coming at us. This is Bill.
This is Chad.
This is Lonnie.
And we're here in southern Indiana, where 11,000 people are losing their health care. That's in the current notice today. But around the country, it's worse than that. Of course, if you watch some stupid show like The View, they're on there saying everybody gets to keep their health care. Well, that's a bald-faced lie. Everybody knows it. And
there you
who watches The View? That's just my point.
First of all, that's not everything. I mean, come on, America, wake up.
Oh, yeah. We got
50 million people are about to lose the food stamps. I understand people that don't want to work. People out there looking for work and can't get one. You're going to starve them people to death? And who in the hell?
Well, that's
made
not
that
what they're
comment?
Doing. They're trying to link it onto the farm bill to push the farm bill through. And then you got to read the little grabs of power inside the farm bill that's
the
going on.
Parts in
it's
like the hidden little parts in the health care.
Everything this administration is doing.
They knew 3 years ago about the administration. They didn't do nothing about it. Come on. How many times do you say, you can keep your health bill? No problem.
19 times.
19 times. And what is going to happen? Half of those health cares are going to drop and give you cancellation because they didn't meet the damn government.
I got a question. How much is amnesty going to increase the cost of health care?
Yeah,
besides
right.
the $6.3 trillion it's already
oh,
going
wait
to cost
a minute.
Us.
But they're that's exempt.
A, well,
ain't they?
No, I don't know how that's going to work yet. But,
I agree. I mean, that's my, like taking a vacation. You're going to cut everybody's hours. You're not going to pay them. Their insurance are gone. You're not going to pay them very much.
Well,
you've got to put more money in their pocket, I guess.
Let's be real about the amnesty thing. That's both sides, the establishment of both sides, trying to screw the American people, either to pad their political careers with votes or to pad their pockets by the investments they have in businesses and housing that caters to illegals.
I say they're going to have pad their pockets more than they're going to help anybody.
I would like to see somehow, some way that the public could get something out there to outlaw insider investing and trading by our elected. Folks, these
well,
are the, them, the Chamber of Commerce, these are the same people. They know what businesses they're going to let come into an area and this and that, and they invest. Look into it. That's why your counties and stuff are run the way they are, and it's the same people always in charge, and the same or their families always in charge, or their friends. They pass it around. It's called cronyism, and there has never been an administration more into the cronyism than Obama. You look at the health care, the $600 million-plus dollars. Look who's getting that money.
It's just not Obama. It's
Michelle's friend from college. I mean, the one, you know, she just had Christmas at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
$689 million.
Two of the other people are Valerie Jarrett's relatives. Wake up, America. They are dipping in our pockets to pad their own wealth. At the same time, they're screaming at the rest of us to share wealth.
I say we go back to the barter system.
Well, I'd like to. We're seeing, and I've said it, I think the health care bill is the downfall of Obama. He may call it his crowning achievement, but it really all of this was a way to push their single-payer system, which
what
is what they're... I heard Bob Beckel pushing that today, that's the answer. That's the answer. It's the one, the single-payer system, which is socialism, and I'm not for it. And I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, when you made that comment about how the founders would feel about the Tea Party, your brain, pea-sized that it is, didn't understand that our founders were the Tea Party. They were the founders not only of our nation, but they were the founders of the Tea Party.
It is unreal.
What about the new stuff that came out on Benghazi?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people have heard about that by now, but we have a Sergeant Shultz in the White House. He knows nothing about nothing. He knew nothing about Fast and Furious. He knew nothing about the IRS targeting conservatives. He knew nothing about the NSA. He knew nothing about Benghazi. He knew nothing about crap.
And it's all lies because I bet he knew everything about it.
I'm not going to say he did. I'll be honest. I'm not going to say he did. That's it.
Somebody knew.
That's what we want to know. We want to know who did know.
It doesn't matter who knew and who didn't know. This shouldn't be going on.
That's right.
Unfortunately, well, I'm just telling you straight up, it's going to get worse. You know how many, do you see where the New York's already buckling down because they're afraid of what's going to happen when Louisiana got to, when the food stamp card was all messed up for that month, that hour?
Well, now they're prosecuting those people.
They're prosecuting those people, but they're worried that it's going to be worse in New York and when this comes out November the 1st. There is going to be riots.
Well, you know, we've been telling people for several years now, all of us here out here on where I live, we all know we've all got food stocked up.
Yep.
My kids know they got food stocked up because we knew this was coming. But there's a reason behind it, folks. In the end, write down. I told you last year to write down what you were paying for groceries, and this year we were going to check. And if you did, you'd find about a 30% increase in prices across the board. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Folks, these people aren't going to be happy. Neither party is going to be happy until they're getting 95 to 100% of your earnings. We hear constant griping about infrastructure. Okay, let's do some infrastructure. But instead of using union labor, let's use...
I'm over that union.
Let's use nonviolent labor from our prison system.
Well,
the nonviolence.
The unions.
Oh, yeah. You pay them so much a day. You don't have to provide them health care, retirement, and none of that stuff.
None of that.
And when you drive by a place, you'll see eight guys working, one guy watching, instead of one guy working,
and
eight guys
eight
watching.
Eight guys standing around on shovels. That's what I tell my crew all along. I tell them,
well,
we ain't no road.
Why do you think unions know they're on the tilting edge? And that's why they're pushing for immigration, because they think all these illegals will join unions. Or that's why they push this and that. Look at the education system in this nation. It is totally screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can blame two things, the progressive ideology and unions.
They need to get out of the education.
You know, I'm just a simple country boy. But where I screw you up is I'm an educated country boy. And I'm also, you know, I pay attention to what's going on around me. And there's so many people who don't pay attention to what's going around them. And therein is your problem. Then you have media. Well, you know, the media has been in Obama's pocket from the beginning.
Well,
lately we're starting to see a little bit of, but I think that's because they're losing their butts and money.
Well,
and other stations are raking it in.
Because they're telling the truth. They're actually...
Well, I think that they're telling the truth. Fox News is just as bad as any about bending stuff. They don't always tell you the truth.
But at least they're saying something. Because a lot of people have the regular TV like me. I don't get that Fox News.
Well,
and I was surprised when they had the Benghazi stuff on there. I mean, it just amazed me.
Yeah, because the news, the local news that areas and the local news media, the
they don't
newspapers,
tell you nothing.
Most of them are owned by a progressive, you know.
They only tell
six
tell
people
the
own
bad
the
stuff.
Majority of the media. Six people own the majority of the media. What's that tell us?
I agree.
The internet backfired in their faces because the American public is able to access and get to the truth on their own. We can actually go to gut.gov and look up any bill, any law, and read it ourselves. I've spent much time doing that, and I encourage everyone, if you've got a question about anything, look it up. I actually read the 3,211 pages of the original healthcare thing when it came out. I tried telling people then about the RFID chip, about the home inspections, and about much, much more that's all hidden inside that bill that we're not even hearing yet.
Well, you forget they have to pass the bill before they can read it, they say.
Well, there again, that shows a lack of intelligence because nobody signs a contract without reading it.
I know, and that kills me.
Well, give me a contract, I'll sign it, and then I'll read it and tell you if I like it.
I'll sign his contract and buy this car from you, and then if I like it,
well, it's all right. But if I'll bring the car back and I'll sign another one, just make it better.
You know,
it's
ridiculous.
And you don't read in the fine
well,
print
you know,
in the bottom.
Yeah, you know what? But for years.
Must
be
like
30 years ago.
Well, we have.
They didn't tell you to read the fine print. If you didn't read it, you were screwed, brother.
Yeah.
That was all it was. Too.
Yeah.
They put that little letter. That's exactly what they want to do.
In there. Hey, yeah, let's do that.
We, you know, at some point, and I don't know, maybe the health care bill is what's going to do it, but we've got to put the political party thing to the side. Neither party, both parties are responsible for the $17 trillion in debt that we're currently got, that they're telling us about. Both parties are responsible for all these crappy regulations and overreaches of authority and control grabs. Both parties have done that to us, and they still are. You look, Republican parties getting ready to spend big bucks to try to defeat Tea Party people. Well, the Democrats will, too.
Oh, yeah, because they're scared.
Yeah, they're scared because people are starting to figure out the Tea Party's not exactly what they told them.
No.
When I meet someone and they learn that I'm in the Tea Party, they're amazed because I'm not what they thought I'd
no,
be.
No, it's
I'm
we
just
the
a regular
people.
Joe.
It's just a regular Joe. It's the
well, they've heard it's all rich, wealthy GOP guys.
At the beginning.
Supporters. And it's not.
At the beginning, it was said that they woke the sleeping giant. The sleeping giant is the American people. Not all whites, not all blacks, all of us. the American people.
You know, I'm not racist. I'm not.
That's
I'm
what the Tea Party
right
is.
Now. I just got the.
I love them all.
Implicate.
None of the original standing up against Obama was about his race. It
no.
was about his policies.
But what I was trying to get at last
race is a crutch. Race is a crutch you can use.
What I was trying to get at last night, that he acts like he is, though. You think about it.
He's arrogant. The man is arrogant. Nobody could be more in love with him than him.
That's for dang sure.
It's a sad day in America when Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, sounds more like an American than our own president.
Oh, I know.
Vladimir was wanting to go out and fight those that are and do something about those that are attacking Christians and stuff. Have you heard Obama say a word?
But have you heard our government say anything about
what
it?
What if all of us in the country started standing up and saying we're offended by all the Muslim stuff you're allowing in our country? We're offended.
I'm offended. I'm offended about our Pledge of Allegiance in the schools. I'm offended about the prayers.
Let's talk about the school. That's a good point. You know what? We had to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Oh, yes.
We were taught to respect things. We were taught that we could go out and like Halloween's coming up, which is all of our favorites. We all know that. My pictures on the site. We could go down a block, two blocks, three blocks without our parents and go trick-or-treat. We didn't have to worry about crap in our candy, anything like that.
Trick-or-treat for a week.
Trick-or-treat for a week. I want to take this time out. I want you guys to hear something. So just give us a minute before you call in. Let's see if we can hear this real good.
I like it.
Just a second. It's warming up.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the 7th grade. I went through the 7th grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, this is, he said, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I and try to explain to you the meaning of each word.
Yep. Yeah.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Well, folks, someone has called it a prayer and they are trying to eliminate it from the schools. And it's a sad day in the country. It's a sad day when the things you're being brought up and your the respect and love that you're taught to have for your country becomes something that our own government is against. They don't want you being in love with your country. They don't want you loving the values and principles that made this country great. They want to tear this country down and build something out of it. No middle class. Middle class is who's going to pay for the health care bill the hardest. The middle class is who gets hurt the most. But when you understand Agenda 21 and you know that they only want the upper class and then
everybody,
then the peons. And that's it.
But people don't understand. People want to tell you, no, they can't do that. Oh, that ain't going to happen.
And at the same time, it is happening.
It is.
It's sad. I'm sorry. It's sad. It breaks my heart to see that the kids are never going to know what it really was like.
They're never going to know the greatness of this country.
They're
not going to know the greatness of anything.
They're not going to know the freedoms. They're not going to have the liberties. They're going to be brought up with their every move being watched, with their every thought better be in line with what the collective say.
Just like back on the school thing, to take the Pledge of Allegiance out, that is a little bit of people. That's it.
Well, I never understand that. Why is it a small amount of people are annoyed, so they get to rule over everybody else? When does the majority have a say? Free speech, you know, I can understand people not liking what some other people say, but you got to give them the right to say it. And, you know, whether I like it or not, they still have the right to say it. I don't always agree with everybody,
but our stuff.
I really feel like at odds a lot of times because a lot of people think that you're fighting for conservative values, you must be a Republican. Well, no, I'm not. I'm not because of people like the Bushes, John McCain, and others. I've been doing this kind of battling against the government for a while because I saw the big picture, which was Agenda 21.
And both of them was for it.
And they were all in on it together and still are.
Area code 760, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, it's Linda. You guys, I sent you guys the deal. Did Lonnie not tell you that my list of area codes? What name to attack? Okay.
Hello, Linda.
You're welcome. Well, good to hear from you guys. Oh my God.
Rob. They had to translate a lot of things from Latin into English because Latin was all over your buildings in Washington D.C. and stuff. Still is in some of the places.
And they can't figure it out.
It tears me up because Spanish was stolen from Latin.
Well, yeah, it's part of the Latin languages, so it's French, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think you're mistaken at all.
You know, And we're following the footsteps of Rome. Rome, we're going down the same alley as Rome.
The immoral things.
The immoral things, the government entitlement system. You know, these are the things that brought Rome down.
Also, they had open borders and illegals coming in, too. They had horrible... and they also had the same crap that we have on our TVs, like the allegory of the cave, which would be the bread and circuses. And they're always doing these little magic tricks so you won't watch the other hand, as you know. So the media has been in the tank for a long time. Absolutely.
It's amazing, though, what we have seen a little bit of here and there. Media has spoken out, and it hasn't been kind to the administration. The Benghazi thing on CBS, I'm like Chad. That just freaked me out that CBS would carry that.
Right.
The next night it was NBC complaining about the health care.
But don't get me wrong. I'm praising CBS for doing that. Thank you. I mean, we need more of that.
It was 60 Minutes, absolutely. I saw it on the internet. Look, they're coming out also and to their best of their ability. I know that there's just huge amounts of libtards everywhere who will lie, spin, and just parrot whatever Soros and Jarrett and Obama say to them.
It's the liars that are the problem, Linda. It's the people believing the liars that's the problem.
I know, because they don't understand what's happening to them. They haven't figured it out because they don't read anything, Bill. They think that these institutions for the past 150 years have been telling them the truth, and now they've got at this point they've got their heads totally like ostriches so far into the cave. There is no way they're gonna, you know, they don't want the truth. It's like that movie with Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth because they can't.
Exactly.
And they won't.
Well,
not even in the paper.
1984 was supposed to be a warning, not a guide.
I hear you. I saw that. That was awesome. Look, you can go to 1984. You can look at the Harbinger. You can look at the Communist Manifesto, Mein Kampf, whatever. I mean, it's evil.
I've read Robert Ludlum's The Marjorie Circle, and that is the closest thing to what we have going on this globe right now. And you know, Robert Ludlum was accused of having connections deep inside the CIA and other things because he wrote things, and then a few years later, something was revealed, and they were like, "How did he know?"
Yeah. Oh well, sure. CIA.
The modern circle pretty much fits the global agenda going on right now.
Right, and you touched on Agenda 21. Well, all these factions that are coming out, these are offshoots. You've got the illegal immigration or the alien invasion. You've got the Obamacare, which is just disaster, and it's just going to tax the hell out of people. It's all part of the cloud.
It accomplishes for Agenda 21 what it's supposed to, and that's control.
Well, it's not only just control. They're going to be able to do the control because they're going to collapse the system. They're turning us into Zimbabwe is what they're doing. It's all by design. It's totally evil. Everything that they're arguing about on these bobblehead shows, I don't care whether it's radio, the newspaper, or Fox News, it doesn't matter. These people are theater actors to distract you from what's really going on. You know, and you and I know, Bill, because you're a smart guy. You've studied and you've educated yourself. I mean, all you kids, a lot of you folks out here that I've known for many years in these Tea Party groups and our Patriot families, all you need to do is just start educating yourselves with real books, not written by somebody like Howard Zinn or, God forbid, Noam Chomsky. You know, get yourself educated into what the hell's going on behind the scenes. I mean, the monetary system, the whole island, the UN Agenda 21. Do the homework. My God, there's so much out there. We have an internet. You don't even go to a library anymore. Just get it.
Well,
go to Amazon. Get them.
As you and I know, Linda, you can't name anything that's not directly related to Agenda 21 that's been done. The TPP project, the thing that they're talking about on our oceans and coasts and stuff. Agenda 21, the health care bill,
all
Agenda 21, amnesty for illegals, destroy the culture, Agenda 21. You know, it just goes on and on and on. The EPA and all the grabs they're doing. Explain to us how cap and trade gets shot down by the Congress and the Senate, yet the president can go right around them and do it through the EPA.
Because they're in on it.
I don't
they are
able to do that.
Exactly.
And
the public has to understand that.
They
you
don't
have
know
players.
The right. They don't Constitution. They don't know jack. They're like Schultz.
You have players politically that are nothing more than self-servers. They're in there to gouge as much money and power out as they can, thinking that somehow they are going to be above the fray when all hell breaks loose.
They dictate to everybody.
Yeah, right.
A guy like Mitch McConnell is not even smart enough to figure that if they reduce the population to just the elite and the workforce, to under a billion people, he won't be one of them.
You know, it's just unbelievable. When you talk about all the things, let's not forget the education system and Common Core. That's all part of this stuff, too. And that thing, and that the indoctrination and propaganda that's being spewed out from that, I think it was a video for the classes and the parents, the Mr. Chippy, which is the RFID chip. Well, I mean, this is the crap. Look, for probably the last 5 to 7 years, I would bet you that in California, or maybe even longer, this indoctrination on the green machine has been going on for quite some time. And because we are part of the model, and I know the reason Texas...
It's just amazing how these people can dictate that other people have to live in a city.
I know. I post this stuff in my local...
Well, I hope when them greenies come to southern Indiana, they get what they so richly deserve, and I bet they will.
How many of them have a country home?
They're ignorant. Half of them's out there wearing clothes and this and that. It's more deadly to the environment than the damn bug they're trying to save.
Well, look, there's... Everything that they're doing with the EPA and the environmental wackos and the Agenda 21, I am thoroughly against because I've been studying it for quite some time. I'm very much with the people who want to fight against GMOs and Monsanto because that's crap and that horrible Roundup spray. Look, there's just – and the chemtrails. I'm with all these guys. I'm with – get rid of the chem – look what they're doing with the chemtrails. And then – then you've got all the big pharma with their evil inoculations. They're going to wipe people out left and right.
It's like I've been asking people the last week since I said this last week on the show, and I'm going to say it again tonight, and I've been asking all kinds of people, how many diseases or whatever do you think big pharma invented so that they could sell you a pill?
Practically all of them. I wouldn't doubt it. Cancer included.
And now they're coming out with this, well, if they prescribe you a pill and you don't take the pills, they're going to fine you.
Never mind.
Yeah. You know what? I will go so far underground, they will not find me.
That's what I say. Find me.
Yep, absolutely. No, they got to find me first.
Well, you know what it's going to come down to is it's the old saying, you know, you got a bill collector and he wants money, and you ain't got it, you say, you can't get no blood from a turnip, and that's where this is going to go.
No,
yeah,
but they can get the turnip,
but they can't get the blood, bro.
I was on that 2 years ago when that old saying was, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. No, but you can get the turnip.
I'm sorry. I taught that to him. I learned that off of Jed Clampett and the Hillbillies. But the truth is, you know, when do the average Joe, the average people wake up and say, wait a minute, I can't even go to the bathroom without you watching me. I can't even have a Snickers in my refrigerator or you're going to come in and take it out.
Oh, I'm already killed.
Oh, I can only take a 2-minute shower.
When do they wake up and realize
you brought this on yourself but not paying attention to what the people were doing that you elected that you thought was looking out for you but were really only serving themselves.
Well, not only that, they were putting in place this machine to control you to the gnat's eyebrow. I mean, it's evil.
You know what's a good movie to point out and what this has turned into? All jokes aside, Judge Dredd.
It's going to get worse than that.
I mean, people fighting in the, you know, they're underground fighting for food. It's going to get that.
It'll get like that. But
it's going to be like that Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Escape from New York. Yeah, there you go.
It's sick. I know. That's what I'm afraid of. I want out of this city. I want out of here before
it
hits.
I don't agree. You guys are like a test guinea pig. No offense.
You are in California.
I mean, my God, every time you turn around, California's got a new one going on. It's like, damn.
Hell, they're already after 90% of their tax of their money.
They ain't got that much
to pay their taxes. Well, you're about to see there's other cities about to go bankrupt besides Detroit. You're about to see New Orleans and L.A. and several others go bankrupt. I'm like this. Any of these cities that has allowed illegal immigration and ignored it and made themselves like a sanctuary city, you're not going to get a dime from the state.
But go.
Yeah, you know what else, Bill? Governor Brown signed.
You made
laws.
These people. You invited these illegals in there. You figure out how to pay for them.
He's made the whole state a sanctuary state.
They're
Did you know that?
Not our.
And
I would. We get it. I'm not sitting there because I'd be pushing a bill forward that said, "Okay, everybody sign this. Everybody has to sign this when they go vote." If you're for amnesty, you check a box. If you're against it, you check a different box. Those who are for it, pay for it. Those who don't want it, don't have to pay for it.
Well, it's crazy what's going on. I mean, what round
you would see? You would see such a switch around when they realize when these so-called political leftist elitists realized it was going to be coming out of their pockets.
Oh. They didn't like it.
They wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
you got Soros. George Soros. That son of a bitch, I would pack his ass up and send him to Russia to Putin as a gift because he's wanted there.
Good for you. Oh, God, wouldn't that be sweet if we could do that? Oh, my God, that would be so cool.
I'm sure Vladimir would like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He's wanted in some other countries, too. And we give him safe harbor, and this dude dumps more money into the leftist progressive organizations. He's one of those elitists who thinks that he should be controlling the world. He's a peon to Maurice Strong, but he's still one of them.
Yeah, you know who he's funding right now? Dumping millions in the Hildebeest campaign. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hildebeest.
That right there. This is a man who on 60 Minutes, I believe it was, or Face the Nation, something like that, made the comments that his greatest achievement would be to destroy the American economy.
Sure.
This is a guy, when they wouldn't let us drill in the Gulf, they made a deal with Petro out of Brazil, I believe it was. And guess who was invested big in that deal?
Huge.
George Soros.
That's
George Soros has been to the
Absolutely.
White House a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Sure has. No, it's all corrupt. It's evil.
George
Soros
is a for real Nazi.
We've had terrorists visit the White House.
There's no way they can get out of that. George Soros was a for real Nazi.
Yep, he was. Self-loathing Jew. Lovely.
I agree.
I think it was Hungary.
Hitler was a self-loathing Jew.
He's spending everybody's money for his agenda. That's it.
It's his money.
Yeah, he's crazy.
But it's how
he
got
been
it.
Crazy.
Well,
he's a psychopath.
He is now. He's at the beginning.
No, he destroys economies and makes a profit off of it.
Yeah, and he's wanted in several places,
He's also invested in carbon exchanges with Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, God. I'm not surprised at all. And I don't know if more. I think Maurice Strong was, too, along with Joel Rogers and the rest.
Maurice is the one who come up with the idea of man-made global warming. and tax carbon emissions and stuff. That was Maurice. It wasn't Al Gore. Al Gore ain't bright enough to tie his shoes.
That's for sure. Absolutely. Oh my God.
I always thought Spiro Agnew was like the dumb vice president until Al Gore. And now I gotta say Biden.
Biden.
Oh my Lord, that one takes the cake. Yeah, he's like Spiro and Quayle all rolled into one. Oy vey.
He's like a Leslie Nielsen character.
That's funny. You mean like Airplane? Oh God, that's funny. Oh wow.
Yeah. You know, Naked Gun and all that crap.
Yep.
But you know, how do these people get into these positions? That really makes the rest of us look totally ignorant.
And hold the positions when they do something wrong.
Oh yeah. Here, I gotta listen to Charlie Rangel talk about right and wrong, and this sucker has been busted 5 times for tax evasion and is still sitting in Congress.
We people would be in jail. Anything happen like that.
Speaking of jail, Jesse Jackson Jr. arrived there today.
Well, look at this story, and this guy actually got some legs right now on the nepotism with Michelle Obama and her ties to the Canadian deal. They squandered $634 million of taxpayer money on this idiotic website, which doesn't work, and that was done on purpose. So, I heard Valerie Jarrett has ties to these people also.
Yes.
And so it's just big, huge. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Can't they ever get an honest person?
But if you knew Valerie Jarrett's history, Slumlord movie was based on her. She is the slumlord from hell. And
yes, and she's a Muslim.
She is an Iranian.
Yep.
And she tells Obama what to do.
The communist, like he is. She's exactly like, they're like clones. And look at all the degenerate bags. She's a lesbo, just like the Hilda Beast, the former first lesbian. And, I mean, there's, and Huma, whatever, Anthony's Wiener's wife, you know, only by a marriage of arrangement, of convenience for these people. It's disgusting. There's nothing. Oh my God, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm sick of all of them. And they all should be, I think they all should be tried and hanged for treason. That's what I think.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't want to see them put to death. I want to see them put into a prison cell and live out socialism in its purest form.
Problem is they'll figure out a way to bribe somebody to get it, you know, pass it. No,
I
think
no.
Prison's the good form.
We're going to bury their butts in the deepest cells in Leavenworth.
Not if they really enforce the law.
Well, see, here's my deal. If once they're dead, God gets to put them in the place where they really, the most good. See, that's what I want. Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Then I know where they're going.
You know, right now, though, they're doing their best to take God out of this world. They're doing their best.
Take him out of his heart.
They weren't interested in gays' rights. They were interested in using gays and then taking that and using it to shut down the Christian church.
Sure. They're doing it in the military right now.
Those out there that claim to be evangelicals and Catholics and stuff that are pushing for amnesty, you're wrong, people.
Oh, they're crazy. They're absolutely out of their mind.
Obey the laws of you don't remember obey the laws of the land?
Yeah.
And when the woman committed sins, and they were going to stone her.
Right.
Jesus said, let he that hath no sin throw the first stone. No one threw a stone. Then he turned to the woman. They stop right there, the evangelicals and the Catholics. They stop right there. But there's more to that.
Yep.
Then Jesus turned to the woman and he said, go and sin no more. He didn't say go and do what you were doing.
You were forgiven.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, who else?
And
Bill,
for illegals to go and sin no more would mean return to the, your place you come from, get in the back of the line, and come the legal way.
So
there's a whole bunch of people, waiting in line who are following the legal path to coming here, and
who,
they're getting spit on. They're getting spit on by this offer of amnesty to these people who ignored our law. You got Mexico, a country that encourages the violations of our laws so that their people can steal the jobs and the money from our country and send it back to Mexico.
Exactly. I know.
When you see that Mexico's economy is based on two things, remittances and drug money.
Yep.
That is the basis of their economy.
Well. I know. Nuts. There was other people in history, especially in Germany, and it started in immediately in 1933 and 1934, the purging of Christianity, Catholicism, of course, Judaism, of course, but any mentions of God, in other words, and that was under Hitler, and I know they did it under Lenin and Stalin as well. You have to eliminate, because the Russian Orthodox Church was completely abolished, and so were the Catholics. They had to go underground.
Yep.
Anytime you want to have your own theocracy, meaning the state is your God, this is what you do. And that's why Hitler went after the youth. So everything that Hitler is doing, he's following the little tenets of these people. He's following in the footsteps of all of these evil tyrants and evil dictators of the past. Believe me, that's what's going on. But I know he's a puppet, but he's still carrying out the acts. Is he not? Is he still not doing the evil himself? He is not absolved of any sins in my book. That's just me. So that's what they're doing. Yeah, he's following all the rules of Agenda 21 and global this, and he's so mixed up in Muslim, and I mean, the guy is just, he slithers. That's how evil he is. He just slithers.
I agree. I agree 100%.
God, I can't stand him. And the people around
who
him.
Can?
Huh?
I said, who can, besides the people what's around him, or the people what think they're exempt from everything?
Well, you have people who have no clue that anything is going wrong or astray or this or that.
Day.
Right.
But now, if they start getting taxed or hit with a health care cost or something like that, well, a lot of people say Christians aren't supposed to fight back and stuff, that they're attacked and this and that. And I always answer that when someone tells me that, I always say, that's just what Goliath thought right before that rock hit him between the eyes.
That's right.
That's just what those people standing inside that stadium thought before Samson's presence pushed it down.
Amen, brother.
If you don't stand up for God, how can you expect him to stand up for you? And that's just how I see it.
That's the facts.
Many people don't. Today, they just stand there. They just go right on like nothing's wrong. If you don't come out and start standing up, if you ain't telling your people from the pulpit, hey, we got a problem. Our religion's being attacked. Our very life is being attacked. To sit there idly.
Our freedom's being attacked.
That makes you indifferent. We all must fear the evil of a bad man, but we must fear even more the indifference of a good man. That's out of the Boondock Saints movie, but it's a very true saying. If we don't stand up, if we don't give voice, if we don't spread the warning, you know the thing about you're not supposed to yell fire in a theater?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't yell fire, how the hell do people know to get,
to get the safety. Do you go around and whisper fire? No. You get them people out of there.
Well, if it's a real fire, you're not in trouble. It's just when there isn't one.
Well, you never want to call.
Right now there's a real fire. and we need to be screaming.
Exactly.
And it's not just the attacks against the Christianity. It's the attacks against anything but the progressive ideology. If you go against anything they promote, they're going to call you. They're going to call you some kinds of names and all this and that. They're going to attack you. They'll attack your family. They'll attack anything.
Just like that, so, that picture. What's the guy's name? What showed the Tea Party with the burning cross and all that?
Oh, great!
That offends me.
That's the great grace and ass holiness.
I agree, Sandy. But it's called divide and conquer.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah, and everywhere you look, it's not just that. They attack man the sexist. They attack the racist. They attack the healthcare.
The
just anything. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they want
just
you divided. They want you divided because if you wake up and say, if everybody was to wake up and say, wait a minute, they're both sides of these guys are screwing us. Well, that would be the end of them.
Okay.
That would be the end of it. And you might return this country to where
people
were a little more free again and the economy wouldn't suck so bad because you wouldn't have so many pilfering off of it. And
just wait until this health bill kicks in effect, and you're going to see a lot of people.
You want to know why people are politics? You go look at their investment portfolios, when they got the investments and what office they held when they got them.
Right. So here's
that.
The thing. There's with the anti-GMOs, the chemtrails, the Monsanto, the NSA spying. There's a lot of factions now, and a lot of groups are combining. They're crossing the aisle, and they're standing together against this stuff. So this is starting to happen. So that's a good thing, and I think it's and it may not happen soon enough, but we're hoping because now you're seeing this rollout, and everybody's finding out that. Everyone was lied to. The ones who were sucking up the Kool-Aid have figured out that they've been lied to thoroughly by the entire administration about the healthcare stuff and their insurance policies and their doctors and these horrible, rollouts of high premiums and high deductibles and everything else. And it's going to have a big backlash.
Wait till the taxes hit in January.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Wait till the new
fine.
Taxes hit in January.
And then people will
go
forward.
You think there ain't
going
to be a scream?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be.
And so what I was going to say real quick before I let you guys wrap it up, too, is on Thursday, there's tons of us. There's like two or three different giant Tea Party groups. Jeff Schwick, who, he's the ex-Marine, has been fighting against illegal immigration forever. We're going to ICE's office, and as far as I know, there's going to be press there, too. We're going to bring signs. We're going to bring signed letters to give him hard copies. We're going to tell him, because ICE is trying to put forth, all these republics are putting forth their own damn amnesty bills to say that they're, that they have their own plans. And so we're going, no. I called his office today. I've sent emails. I've signed Numbers USA today. I've done everything. We've got call to action here. In this district, because we're not doing this. We're going Thursday en masse, and we're going to protest with flags, signs, and letters and say, no, do not do this under any circumstances.
I'm in with ALIPAC, Numbers USA,
iFire,
and several other organizations that work together against this. And, a lot of people think, well, you're against these people. I'm not against these people. These people are being used, and they don't know it.
Yeah, we're for the Constitution.
The one thing that does tick me off is that you have the guts to walk out in my streets and make demands.
Yep. Oh, yes. That
and you didn't have no guts. You were a coward
right.
in your own country and didn't stand up and fight for the rights
right.
of your people there.
But you can destroy
absolutely.
Our country.
You come
it's
here and
horrible.
Demand
I know.
Support you.
I agree.
And
well, I just,
we shouldn't have...
I just,
we shouldn't, we should put your criminal aliens above our people. And if you look at the proposal in the Senate, that would fine people for hiring a legal citizen over one of these others.
Right, right.
$5,000, I believe.
So I just wanted to let everybody in the chat room know, you guys, please call in. This is one of those Hoot and Holler Patriot Family chat deals, 646-378-0321. We want to hear from you. Even if it's only a couple minutes, you guys go for it. You guys are doing a great job. I'll see you in the chat room. God bless.
God bless you, Lynn.
God bless you, Lynn.
God bless
you. Well, that's just like, you know, go ahead.
Go on, brother. Go on.
I'm just trying to think what I'm going to say. Go on.
You know, that's fine.
It's the fact that they can keep us apart and keep us from standing together. You see, and they'll like to spout numbers. But I've seen some numbers today I found very interesting. 42% for the Democrats and 42% for the Tea Party.
Oh, wow.
That just kind of floored me. We're running neck and neck there. I didn't hear, you know, that means there's only like, what, 18% left for the
Republicans?
The Republican establishment, the Mitch McConnells, the John McCains, the Lindsey Grahams, and just as the list could go on and on.
Yeah.
These people have aided and stuff. You got Olympia Snow. She might as well be a Democrat because she always sides with them.
Yep.
I don't think there's actually a party. I think they just, whatever is convenient for them at the time period, that's
it's like professional wrestling.
It's exactly.
When there's a ring.
You're going to win. No one's going to win because you already see it's happening.
Yeah.
The thing is to try to
stay ahead of them and like to guess what's happening next. With these elected people, you can't do that.
No, you know.
If you look at how many of them have been busted for drunk driving, for drugs, for other crimes and stuff, all kinds of stuff, and you look at them and you realize these are our elected. Why are we electing people without a record? People who don't get caught for drunk driving, evade taxes.
They probably didn't have a record until they got put into the
government. And the worst part of all is earmarks and pork barrel spending, which is nothing more than political bribes.
What it was is they didn't have that record. It was sealed until after they got elected. Then it unsealed. And then you find out what the hell was going on. And that's basically what anything goes on anymore. You hide everything until they get to the point that it has to be brought out. Just like now.
Then, too late.
Anything that's going on right now.
Sebelius and the hot.
You know, only certain people, individuals figured it out. The rest of them got blinders on. They're just like, okay, it's another.
Well, you got a media hiding stuff from them, though.
All of it together.
And then you can go in there and ask one of them elected a question, and they'll bald face look you in the eye and lie to you. Look at Barack Obama. 19 times looked into that thing and said, if you like your health insurance, you can keep it. Period.
Exactly.
That ain't happening.
And now it's, most of you can keep it.
I warned people a long time ago that would end up happening. That people would end up getting kicked off of their insurance and having to take this Obama insurance.
Well, this is all a failure by design. They're going to, you watch, there's going to be a big push for the single-payer socialist system.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I could see that coming. But a lot of people can't afford this crap. It'll put a lot of people under.
Well, that...
But that's what they want.
That makes more people dependent upon the government.
Yep.
And that's what they want.
And all these places running out of money.
And you know why they're doing the big camp, why they're doing the big states, right? Let me think about it.
I tell people this. This week, if they shut off food stamps, I want you all to remember how expensive of a meal Barack Obama has been eating.
Oh, yeah. His vacations.
And you're paying for that.
All of his vacations.
Oh, no. I'm talking about when he has an $800 steak.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, that's a half a cow.
It's a half a cow that would feed a family of five for 6 months or better.
Yeah.
You know? And their friends. It's so ridiculous. You know, we know how to live down here. It's not that we live high on the hog or anything, but we take care of everybody. Some of these other states need to take a note of what's going on in other states. I mean, you know, Indiana has been very well. Why do you think I always come back?
Well, you're like me. I've been 25 foreign countries and 48 states, but I ain't found no place more beautiful than southern Indiana. Do not misunderstand us. Northern Indiana and southern Indiana are two different worlds.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. You know, when I was on overseas and stuff, they bought, we sold Saudi Arabia, Saudis, PTO boats. And we escorted them back to the Canary Islands. Those things had more on there to kill me than I had on mine to kill them.
Dang.
I mean, they had harpoon launchers, grenade launchers. Hell, they had goats on the damn boat. And they'd be just cruising on right beside you. All this shit that they could take you out, and we're just thinking, But we sold the weed, and what happened to it? It's going to come back and bite us. Everything we do, as the government does, bites us in the butt.
Oh, yes.
In the end.
How many leaders have we helped take out and replace, only to have to go back and take out the guys and replace them with?
Exactly.
Why are we in the business of replacing other countries' leaders?
That shouldn't be our business.
How would we act if someone came in here to replace our leader?
Sure.
I know some of you just smiled, but that ain't going to happen.
I like that.
You know, it's just common sense and courtesies. For me, it's common.
I agree, Cal.
I walk out. If I'm out here and my neighbor's telling me, well, I'm low on funds and we're low on food, I'm going to my cabinets and I'm helping my neighbor or my friend or my family. You go to a city and, oh my God, you're lucky that if you say hi to someone, they don't take off running and screaming and hollering.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, just like this weekend, last weekend, we had our haunted house. What'd we do? We all pitched in, had a nice dinner. Everybody pitched in on Sunday, cleaned the place up. Thank you. Pitched money in for the electric. That's the way life is. We all work together. We all help each other. It's a shame more people don't do that.
And we invite everybody.
We invite anybody we know. So bring your family and friends. We got friends. We even told a couple of
them. And we don't charge.
The first year, a couple of them come out this year and asked them how it was. Oh, it was great. We're coming back. We'll bring some friends with you. No problem. Donation if you want to. If you don't, you don't.
But, you know, we do this. Everybody eats good. There's candy for the kids and stuff. And we don't charge.
And the candy is checked.
And we've been doing this for a few years.
24 years.
I know it's a few years.
Well, I think they said he was 2-3 years old when he was 26, 27,
well,
about 22 years, 24.
That's where people get confused when you start going NWO and all this and that. It's all, in the UN, it's listed as Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. But it isn't New World Order, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is. People get divided and think, well, there's 3 or 4 different things. No, there's not. It's all one thing. You want to get to the top, start with the Rothschilds, but then you got to come down everything in between.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them in between.
A lot of us like to see Soros gone, but then his big conglomerate Uber thing that he owns and everything will be run by his sons, and I don't know they'll be any better than him.
They'll probably be
just like him. Look at that idiot in North Korea.
But you never know.
Lincoln should have never been president. No lawyer should have ever held political office.
No. That paper needs to be put back in the Constitution. Political Bryce, he needs to be gone. Give me a break! I'm sitting here watching the news while we're doing this.
He's glancing at O'Reilly.
Oh, my God.
I try to ignore O'Reilly. Most of the time, he leaves me wanting to choke him.
I can even choke them all in office.
Well, he's not in an office.
No, you know what they say.
I don't know how he's so big.
Down here, we can get rid of the body. All the cogs are hungry, buddy.
No, I don't wish that kind of thing on anybody. I do wish, you know, like I said, I'm all for these people being thrown in a deep cell and having to live out socialism in its purest form.
What they want us to do.
And, you know, I don't just go out and talk against amnesty. I actually try to talk to people, illegals. I'll get someone who speaks Spanish to translate. And I'll talk to them. I'll explain to them how they're being used and what their future is going to be under Agenda 21 if things go the way. And I also, I don't know, you know, I'm not against them being here. I'm just against how they came here.
I'm sorry. I am not against them being here either, but I'm against what they get away with. All right?
Well, I agree with that.
Come on.
I agree with that.
Have you ever gone down the road, you know, whatever vehicle you got doesn't say, just example what I got out there. I got a 99 Dodge. It's not bad. It runs good. Needs a good paint job. Not too bad. Guy pulls up next to me. Excuse my language right now, really. I apologize. He's a beaner. He's got a brand new 2010 truck. Not paying taxes. I've been paying taxes my whole life. I know he's not got a good job for that. We're giving it to him. You're giving it to him. I'm giving it to you. Linda's giving it to him. Everybody's giving it to him. That's the part that's wrong.
True.
All right? If he wants to go out there and work, pay taxes, and come over here in the right manner, great. You're more than welcome to my country. But if you sneak across the border and you get all this stuff handed to you, get the hell out. You ain't welcome.
Well, you know, twice before, after World War II and after Korea, they did deport them.
Well, and they came back.
Well,
not for a little
86,
bit.
A law was put in. It's supposed to have been enforcement. There has been no enforcement. There has been no workplace enforcement. The employers are getting by with hiring them. There's laws against sanctuary cities. Yet you look, California's a sanctuary state.
You know, you made a
New York's on the verge.
You made a comment a while ago, and I'm gonna say that doesn't matter. You made a comment that they're gonna maybe pass a bill where the employees don't hire an American before they do, and they pop $5,000. Do you think that really cares? For example, look how many companies, look how many people in different big companies are getting charged $25,000 every time they do an illegal dump. What do? Oh, that's $25,000. Here, I'll go do it again tomorrow. They're not going to care. $5,000 is nothing to, like, Walmart. Okay, come on, just for an example.
No.
Walmart, they're not going to care, Bill.
They're going to hire illegals.
They're going to do it anyway.
Well, I'm saying, no, they don't get fined for doing it. They get fined for hiring you over an illegal. The other way around, dude.
What do you mean?
I mean, if they pass the amnesty bill that's in the Senate, if they pass that, then an employer who hires an American citizen over one of these newly amnestied will be fined $5,000.
Holy crap. Well, see, that's stupid. That's overboard.
I think that takes a different turn on you.
Well, yeah, now I'm even more mad than I was when I started.
Everything, you know.
Don't make any sense.
When you see cities raising or bringing on new taxes or new fines for this or that or this or that, it's because they've overspent themselves and they're trying to make up the money. But that don't mean that they're going to, you know, save anything because, as always, the red tape, people's pockets, everything is about money anymore. It's about somebody making a profit.
And it's never as...
That's the sad part. You know, at some point, you got to look at everything as a whole. Sell out that party thing and look at them as politicians and then look at the shape of things in all aspects and realize... it was the politicians who caused this.
Yes.
Don't say it was Republicans or Democrats. Bullshit. It was
both
parties. They caused this. Because we have so much corruption amongst our elected. So many ways they can bilk the public out of funds for their own pockets and stuff. Hell, they're flying all over the country. They're going to parties here and there and this and that. And we're paying for it all.
And they just keep going on and doing it. More and more.
Who else has a job that they get that much time off paid?
Could you imagine all the money that we spent that we don't spend that actually we do spend by the government?
Oh, well, that's...
they take from us what we'd have in our pockets.
But then you'd have huge prices and everything else because you had money.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't work in Kuwait too well.
No.
I mean, there everybody shared the wealth. But that's because they were so oil rich that everybody there was...
filthy rich.
And you've seen how they do. They get a car, they drive it, it runs out of gas, it sits alongside the road, they go buy another one.
Filling up again.
Oh, yeah. Brown Beasley's dead right. The entire election process is corrupt and controlled by money. And what we're seeing is two sides acting like they're fighting each other when they're actually playing together against us. Well,
on screen they fight back and forth, but behind closed doors they're best friends.
That would be a thing, but you'll never get that because you got places like Nevada who are, you know, brain dead, and then you got places like California who are brain dead. And I'm sorry, Linda, Mayor Beasley, but look at your elected. Look at the debt of your state. You know, and I know you people didn't do it, so it had to be your elected that did it. And that's the same way here or anywhere else. It ain't the people that's blowing all the money on stupid things here and there. It's the government,
the
elected.
Government elected, but and down from them.
Yeah. That's why we're paying big money for holes under the highways for turtles and to see how big a duck's penis is. And
see, I just really want to know who taught the turtles how to read.
Like that.
Who taught the turtles how to read? There was a turtle ramp there. I mean, come on. They ain't going to know that. They're going to keep going across the road. Just like around here are deer.
How many of them 33 million is legal?
Exactly. How many of them? 2, 4. That's a lot of people.
Well,
how many of them are legal and how much are illegal? True.
Well, you know, I'm not against you staying there in your state because that's where you're from. What I'm against is any state, yours, mine, or any state, that plays their people
against their own.
Against each other, who plays the people and in the end somehow are lining their own pockets while they're taking out of the pockets of the people. A few years ago, California had a major fire thing going on. And they had tried to get farmers in the area to use nonviolent, you know, criminals or the nonviolent inmates as their labor in the fields, and they refused. And by gosh, when the wildfire started and was burning through the area, they sure didn't refuse the help of all those inmates to fight that fire.
Oh, they wanted them.
If I'd have been an inmate, your place would have burned down when you said that you didn't want me, that my type working in your fields. Well, then you don't need my type fighting a fire in your fields.
I'm sorry, I'm reading this. We paid this person how much money and it's still got problems? I don't know. If I did something down here and I had to do something for somebody, if it wasn't right, I corrected it. I didn't get paid for it. On this Obamacare website.
Well, you said the state ain't destroyed. Let's cut you off of all federal aid and see how long you can last on your own money. You're so far in debt, you have no hope of getting out, and your elected are just taking you further into it. And they're going to try to bilk you in the process of doing it.
I'm in debt, and this is taking me farther. Welcome, Mr. Beasley.
How did you know it was me? That's
Miracle,
good. That
sir.
Was good. That was good.
Thank
who am
you.
I speaking? To whom am I speaking?
Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie. It's a beautiful state. California's a beautiful state.
I don't.
So is Hawaii.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
is Hawaii. So
right.
is Florida.
And
to me, Indiana is.
It's just the corrupt leaders.
I've been through Indiana, and I just didn't see the same type of beauty that I saw that I
you
see
guys don't
in
have
California.
To please do. This time of
I'm
year,
sorry?
You got
yeah.
Everything.
That depends on where you went in Indiana. I don't live in a city.
We drove from Cincinnati, Ohio, all the way through Chicago. So I covered all of
You didn't even come close to me.
No, we're down about 75 miles from Louisville, Kentucky.
We're not even that
okay,
far.
Okay, well I've been all through that area. At any rate,
You would have turned and went
Welcome
north way before you got into our area.
Beauty.
We're in the southwestern part of Indiana, and it's all hills and trees and lakes and stuff like that.
Go ahead.
We're sorry.
in this, no, it's okay. In the sands of time, 200 years isn't really a lot of time, or 150 years. And years ago, this California, along with Texas, or maybe a little more than 150 years, 160 years, Texas, California, Arizona, New Mexico was all Mexico. Or it was all, you know, all actually Spain. It was all owned by the Spanish. And
I got a question for you. Can you name me any place in the world that wasn't someplace else at one time?
I don't know what that has to do with what I was about to say, but no.
I'm just asking because you're talking about
nothing stays the same. Well, I was trying to give you. Some understanding as to why there's this migration of people, which you know, and I don't think it's going to do much good.
There's a migration of people because in their own countries there's no opportunities and stuff. So and they're encouraged to come here and then to send remittances back to their country. Los Angeles alone spends over the amount they spend a month just in incarceration and entitlements to illegals is staggering. That's just Los Angeles.
I bet that it is, and that's not the only reason why California's in debt. We balanced the budget this year, by the way, but. And you know what, pardon me?
If you balance your budget, why are you still like one of the top places in the world in debt? You're worse off than Illinois in debts.
Balancing a budget and...
The only place worse off in debt is New York.
Balancing a budget, okay, which the budget had been running at a deficit for quite some time... Balancing a budget and is the first way to start getting out of debt because you're not running any more deficits. Okay, so the budget was just recently balanced, but the debt still exists, and the reason why there's so much debt, I heard someone say that the cities are doing all these things to raise money because they overspent. The reality is that cities, counties, state governments, pension funds were all heavily invested in these mortgage-backed securities that went bust about 5 or 6 years ago during the collapse of 2008. And that is really what's put the worldwide economy, which was already in a precarious position, in a tailspin, and you're not seeing a recovery. Because trillions of dollars were lost. And, of course, they're going to try to make it up off the backs of the taxpayers. But that's the real reason.
Wow.
Why you have...
I find that so odd because I live in a state that has a pretty big surplus, and next year is guaranteed to have an even bigger surplus.
And your state probably has, you know, maybe 15-20% of the state of California. It's a different state with a totally different dynamics. And driving through Indiana...
No, what it is we're a state that is more physically responsible.
Okay.
We don't keep your guys' taxes so far above what we pay here. It ain't funny.
Well, gosh, because you live in Indiana, I would rush... I don't have any answers for any of that. I don't have any, and I'm not responsible for any of that. And
no,
even though,
that's what I'm saying.
But
you didn't come.
I'm not responsible, and it's not ruining the quality of my life.
Yeah.
And apparently, and you know, seriously, you guys giggle, but you're taking all of this pride that your state's responsible. And I don't, if this is what you're thinking about all the time, I mean, it surprises me. And I have a client in Nebraska, and he goes into the exact same thing. I've heard this speech so long about how he hates California. The funny thing, we came out and we drove up.
If you could keep all your
Can I finish
progressive
the sentence?
Policies in within your
state. I don't
state.
Have any progressive policies. I'm not responsible for any of this. I'm not involved. I'm just a resident here. I'm one of 33 million people. I'm not responsible for any of these policies. Why are you putting this on my back? I'm not a politician. I'm just a guy that – I'm just a small independent businessman that ekes out a living. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not. I'm not responsible for any of these policies. Just like you're not responsible, I don't know what you do, but I don't think that you're responsible for some the policies that
you
have.
No, you have no
concept
what I do.
No, I don't. But I'm not responsible for any. I'm not involved in any of the politics or responsible for any of the fiscal policies or how they spend the money.
Why not? You don't. What's your opinion when they come up with policies and stuff?
I've got other things to concern myself with. Instead of what policy?
If they put in a policy that affects your business,
they
you don't
have
pay
policies
attention.
All the time in California. We have a referendum system where people can put enough people sign a petition that it'll be on the ballot. There's tons of things every single election. And I only have so much say-so.
Go ahead, caller
937.
Hi, it's a Sandy Schultz.
How are we all doing?
I have to say something here because I'm about to lose my mind. Okay. Mr. Beasley, bless your heart. You're saying
Who
that
is this? Who's speaking?
Sandy Schultz. You're saying that nothing's wrong.
I'm not saying nothing's wrong.
Listen,
I'm saying I'm not responsible.
Please let me finish a sentence. You're saying nothing's wrong in your world.
Oh, let's just leave it right there.
And you're not interested in the politics of it because nothing's wrong in your house is fine and you've got a job, whatever. That's all wonderful for you. God bless you. I'm happy for you.
That's how everybody thinks.
That shouldn't be how everybody thinks.
But that's
we
how everybody
are a government.
Thinks.
We used to be a government. Of the people, by the people, for the people. The people are sitting in their little castles, all happy because some of us can pay our mortgages. Some of us do still have good health care. Some of us have food on our tables. But we're not thinking about, and I am not a socialist. I don't want to make the government give to these other people or any of that nonsense. We're a charitable nation. We should give each other. But we are not seeing the collapse of a nation because the TV is still working, because we still have electricity, because we still have a couple dollars in our pocket.
You're
so
making a straw man argument
matter.
Right now.
What's that?
Don't blame me for the ills of the world.
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not blaming any individual for the ills of the world. I'm blaming we
the
people.
I've got Linda in
the
chat room calling me an ass and telling
nation.
Me to mute me.
Honey,
I don't even know what I've done to offend you guys this time.
Wait a minute.
Why are
you
raising your voice?
You call in here.
Because I haven't done anything.
Stole that bastard off my show. He's gone. I ain't putting up with him. That's just ridiculous to call in here and purposely try to start stuff to distract from us trying to do a show. I'm not going to put up with it. I'll go elsewhere if I'm told I have to.
Sandy, go ahead.
Go ahead, Sandy.
You go ahead, Sandy. I'm sorry.
I for so many years, we've all sat around here, people like Patriot families and what all. And we talk about how we need to change things. And we do. And God knows we do. And we know we do. And the world knows we do. Everyone in the nation who turns on their computer and finds the truth, it's very hard to find. But once you find it, you've seen it. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. And we are the people who are going crazy right now because we need the change. We need something to turn completely around. We need patriots, not politicians. We need charity, not government handouts. And we've got to turn this nation around or nothing's going to work. But it's the people in this nation who live in their little castle and don't see past their own moat. They don't even know they have neighbors. They don't know that their neighbor next door just lost her husband and she needs food. And if their answer to her would be, well, call the government. Go get on welfare. No. We need to stop that as our mindset of our neighbors need to take care of themselves. And we need to become people again. And we need to become charitable nation again. And we need to work for each other and with each other without government intervention. Because the government can stop stealing from us. They're the Robin Hoods, but they're not good Robin Hoods. They're really, I guess they're really the king because they're the ones stealing everything. And we're not getting anything back for it but trouble and control.
You know,
probably don't make any sense.
No, you're exactly right. And that's what it does come down to. And we try to, that's why we try to talk about from here is that we look out for each other. We're not dependent on the government to come in and help our neighbor or our friend or our family. We help them.
Yeah.
In doing that, you get a more friendly community and stuff because you're more up on what's going on and looking out for your neighbors, and you know your neighbor's looking out for you too.
That's right.
And
and you know your neighbor, and you care about
your
neighbor. We don't care about anyone but ourselves.
You don't come home, go up in a high rise, and lock yourself in a door because you're scared to death of your neighbors.
That's right. That's true.
If you do, you need to move.
Yes, you do. Years ago, in New York City, people lived in the brownstones, or people lived in the little, you know, a four-flight walk-up or whatever. They still knew all their neighbors on the way up. But we've lost all that. We've lost all touch, and a big problem of it is, or a big reason for it is, the welfare system. Because people no longer need people. Now they need government.
That's it.
A grand scheme for government because now they've got all this control. But we allow this to happen. And we need to turn
that around. They want to make you dependent upon the government because then the government controls you.
That's right. And we have almost have a majority dependent on the government right now. And that's
close to there. You're right. We do.
Yep. I heard 47% today on the news. 47% of people.
And that's sad. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What this nation was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and where it was, you know, where we were in the world as far as how we were viewed and stuff. And today, I mean, well, now the steel industry is gone.
Yeah.
Many industry manufacturing is gone and went overseas.
Trying to get rid
labor.
Of coal.
And, to get rid of coal, that's kind of a game they're playing there.
Oh.
The whole idea behind getting rid of coal and stopping oil and all this is to force people into the green energy, which is controlled by the leftist progressives, and is also to promote their man-made global warming scam that they're using carbon exchanges to build humongous wealth off of. Al Gore
just paying to pollute. I mean, come on. You're still companies are still going to pollute just as much. They're just going to buy extra money or extra carbon whatever credits from some place over in Nigeria that doesn't have any. It's ridiculous.
But they got to buy them through carbon exchanges, and when they do, they pay heavy price for it. The people in charge of the carbon exchanges are going to be immensely rich and powerful. If you look into the old Chicago Carbon Exchange, it's now defunct, but you can still find it on the internet. And Shore Bank and everything, you're going to find out that there was a big scam involved there, involving Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Richard Lugar, and several other people. They were all invested in this thing, but when it got exposed, they shut her down. Well, all they did was move offshore and invest in the other carbon exchanges. They're still padding their pockets from it, and that's why they keep pushing this green, the man-made global warming crap on us. When the majority of scientists have come out there and said it's bull, it's a lie.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know how that still keeps flying, because that has been proven untrue so often. And so I thought it was gone, and now it came back again. I don't know how that global warming thing came back.
Well, you got to look who's invested in it and why they keep pushing it.
I know.
It's like the Alinsky model. You perpetrate a lie, and then you continue to tell it until it's accepted as truth.
I said,
so how do we get the people
yesterday
to stop accepting it? How do we make the propaganda machine collapse on itself? We've got to find a way. We can sit here and talk about on the radio show and on our websites and on Facebook and everywhere else. We can sit and we can talk about all this stuff till we're blue in the face. But what we've got to do is we've got to find a way to reach these people in their little castles so that they look out the window.
One of the things you can do is you can look at your own county's your own county's comprehensive plan. Every county has a comprehensive plan. Read it, and more than likely, reading it, it's probably going to flip you out.
Mine scares me.
Wow.
Because you see the basics of Agenda 21 right there in front of you.
Yeah.
And then there's no denying it. And then you follow it up the ladder. You have many people going around the country, Lord Monckton and many others, who speak out against Agenda 21 and the man-made global warming scam. And if the whole thing is it's a Ponzi scheme. And it'll collapse eventually, but how rich will these people be and how powerful will they be by that time? Because you're talking about becoming trillionaires, not billionaires.
Let's see.
And that's why they keep pushing it and keep bringing it back and keep bringing it back, because they're invested and they plan on making those trillions of dollars.
Yeah, like Monday at work, I told my boss, I got up, it was 24 degrees outside, and I went out and looked at my banana tree, and it was all wilted. I got to work, and I said, "Daggone it, John, this global warming's killing me."
Yeah, you know, and that, they use so many things. The insider investing and insider trading, like I was talking about, if you actually look at these politicians and their investments that they have, and I'm talking from the local level all the way up, and their investments that they have, and you could figure, and you could date them when they got them and what office they held when they got them, and, you know, just follow the money and follow the lines, you'll see that that our politicians have been scamming us through the insider investing and trading for decades and decades and decades. And,
they're not paid enough to be
You know how money corrupts.
Yes.
And that's just where we are in the world, I think, because it's like I make the comments that all these people you see scream and share the wealth are at the same time amassing wealth.
But we all know how the end of the Bible goes.
Yeah, we know what it's supposed to be. We know that good times over evil, and we've pretty much seen it throughout our history. I think that you're seeing some awakening going on with this, all the debacle with the health care bill. You're seeing some awakening going on. Some people's going to look at this and say, well, if they lied about that, what else did they lie about? That's just a natural instinct, I would think.
They lie to us every day.
Well, they'll look you in the eye and lie to you.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know. We were brought up in an area here where
that
a man's handshake and his word was his value.
That was honor.
Was his bond. That was the way it was. It was honor, bonded, the way it was. You didn't need a super contract. You didn't need to look for the fine pretty.
You got to wonder when you look at our elected is, what does that say about us that we let that kind of people get elected?
Well, sometimes we don't let them get elected. They kind of do the voter fraud.
I'm sorry. Appears to be a whole lot of wackos elected.
Okay,
and I'm not talking one party. I'm talking
both
parties.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Some of these people come out and say things, and you're like, and this guy went to Harvard, or where the hell did he go to college at? Because he don't have a clue. Or she don't have a clue.
Something that's really sad is when our politicians do evil things and they say ridiculous things and they lie flat out to our faces, we just say, we just thought, well, that's politics. We've learned over so many decades of this ridiculous, whatever you want, corruption, that's government. That's what we're expecting. It's like the Chicago way of governing has become the national way of governing. And we just sit around and go, they're politicians. What do you expect? Well, I expect a lot better than that.
Amen. Right. You hit on something there, because if you look in this administration, there are an awful lot of people from Chicago there.
Yes, there are. I mean, I said this when the man was running for office. I said on Facebook, this is years ago, I said, why in the world would we elect a politician from Chicago to run anything? It's just known to be corrupt. You're just asking for trouble. And guess what we got? Lots and lots of trouble.
We can blame Mike.
We didn't pay attention. Everyone was so blinded by the man's race, they didn't even see past it. They didn't hear. I mean, he told us flat out what he was going to do, and so many people chose to ignore the words and the actions, and only go for the first black president. And
I think we can blame Mike Dick. We can blame Mike Ditka for that. You see, Mike Ditka could have ran against him in Illinois, and he didn't do it. And today, he kicks himself in the butt because he knows, being the former coach of the Chicago Bears, Obama could not have beat him.
I'd like to see Ted Cruz run.
Well, he ain't from Illinois. He's from Texas.
No, I'm saying run for president.
Well, you may see that. You're going to see a whole bunch of people try to run for president. Pete King from New York is going to try to run for president.
I said, anybody, you know, this is going to be, you know, imagine what the election is going to be like this summer.
This is going to be the most evil, corrupt, down and dirty election you've ever seen.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has to be. We have to find the right one. I mean, there's got to be somebody out there that can correct some of these problems.
Somebody honest.
It's not finding just the right one. It's getting him supported by the right people. Getting him to stick to his guns, or whoever, she to stick to her guns, whoever we elect. You need someone who goes in there with values and principles and sticks to them, who doesn't sell out to the highest bidder.
Right. Well, money should no longer be part of the election process. Elections should not cost anything. The newspaper, the radio, the television, every station, every channel should have to run ads for every politician or every political opponent, everyone running.
Well, let's agree.
And every ad should have to go through a bipartisan, a tripartisan, a quadpartisan group to decide, make sure it is fair and not lying, not a half-truth, and not negative ads. Well, I mean, if you know the guy stole $400 million from something, then you should be able to say that. But it has to be backed up. And that man, instead of running for office, should be in jail. I mean,
we've
got to make things, we have to make our elections honest, and we've got to make them fair, and we need to make them where they don't cost anything. And the reason I say that is there was a newscaster before the primary, when Romney got the primary, before he won, probably in January, there was a newscaster said, well, Mitt Romney is going to get the primary. He's going to win. This is months before primaries started. He's going to win the primary vote for the Republicans. And someone says, well, why do you say that? They said, because he's got the most money lined up. Oh, my gosh. I about blew a gasp. That makes me so furious. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the money is who gets in. And that just makes me sick. So we've got to find a way. We need to level the playing field so that I can run for president, so that you can run for president. I want to run for president in 2016, not because I expect to win, but because somebody who is on this side of the argument needs to get behind a microphone and needs to start saying things. And we need to get this word out, and the press needs to cover it. How else are you going to get it without something like running for president? And that's like, 2014, the best thing that could ever happen in 2014 is for not one, not even the ones that we love, not one politician get reelected. Not a single one. Every House seat get taken by a new patriot.
In other words,
every Senate seat that's up, I know there's only a third of them up, everyone get taken by a new patriot. And then they can set it up for 2016 for that presidency to be taken by a new patriot. And let's get these politicians out of politics. Let's make it patriots again and start fresh. And then when all those people get into office, the first thing they do is start a repeal process. And we just go through. They don't need to add new laws. We don't need any new laws. We've got enough. They need
I think we do.
Back to the
How about one new campaign law? No one can contribute to a political campaign except an individual, and there should be a limit on the amount that they are allowed to contribute that is within reach of the normal processes of all people.
But why do we even need
take
money
corporations,
for
campaigns?
Have internet now. We have the internet. These debates, they don't have to be on television all in the same room. The way technology is today, there's no reason for people to get on a bus and drive around, although you can if you want to.
There's no reason for this
to cost a lot of money. I understand what you're saying. Well, I agree with you. Get the corporations out of it. I'm totally there.
But unions and all of them.
What's that?
Unions and all of them. All these people, all these groups and organizations.
Oh, yeah.
Get the hell out of it. Only an individual has a vote.
That's right. That's very true. And another thing we need to do is get the dead people off the rolls.
There you go.
That's for sure.
Hey, here in Ohio, we're pushing really hard for it here. I'm a committee person for my precinct. I have a precinct. And I'm a Republican committee person, have been. This is my fourth year. And one of the things we've been fighting for all these years is getting the dead people off the rolls. They're like, well, you know, we're not sure how the paperwork is so. No. The coroner says somebody died. That person's ID goes to the rolls, and that's that. Because right now it's the family has to petition it, and a lot of families don't know how. And then even then it's difficult because you have to prove who it is and blah, blah, blah. And the reason I got so upset about it is when I was running for office, I had to go get signatures. So I'm knocking on strangers' doors. I live in the country. Our houses are miles apart. So I'm knocking on these strangers' doors back in the middle of the woods. It's a little scary. But you knock on a door, and then you ask for someone and say, well, she died 3 years ago. And you're sitting there wanting her signature on your petition to run for office. She died three years ago. And you know what? I only needed a dozen signatures. Of all the houses I knocked on, three people were dead. I only had to go for a dozen signatures. Give me a break. What is wrong with the system? And we wonder why people are voting three and four times. Yeah, because they just go to the cemeteries and write down the names, I guess. I don't know. Well, you can look it up. I look it up all the time. I know everybody in Ohio. I can find everybody who's voted in Ohio, and I can see when the last time you voted was. And guess what? If you didn't vote in the last presidential election, I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to vote in this next one. So guess what? Your name is free, and someone's going to take it. It's ridiculous.
That's right. If you lived in my area and there's a house down here you might go to and the lady may come out and talk to you, but it would be a problem.
Yeah.
You see, she's been coming out and talking to people. Chad could tell you about this for years, but there's no one lived in that house since the early 1900s. But everybody sees her out there.
Oh, wow.
I talked to the woman. I actually did. I talked to the woman.
Then I laughed at him.
And then I found out she's been dead over 70-some years.
Cool. Did she vote in the last election?
She probably was.
Probably did.
She didn't do nothing. I mean, she's always a cheerful person. She's always sweeping or doing something like that. You see her. Mm-hmm. But I've seen her myself in her yellow print dress down there, and I'm just I'm waiting for some politician to go there.
She'll probably sign the petition, an invisible link or something.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You got precincts where 130-140% of the people voted. That's impossible.
That's right. And we had those in Ohio. Ohio was horrible. Yeah, as Ohio goes, So goes the whole nation. Well, okay, voter fraud. Hello, the whole nation, because that's it, we were full of it here. That's all it was, and it was the three
every
big.
Every other state, every other state's probably just as full, probably.
Oh yeah. Oh no doubt.
Well,
no doubt.
In
well,
Indiana.
No, actually, no. They said there were several states where there is a voter ID law with a picture. Ohio has a voter ID, but all you have to have is like a bill or something. I mean, I could get my neighbor's electric bill and go vote for him. So that's ridiculous, but that's what you have to have. And
in Indiana, we have a voter ID law.
You do or don't?
You have to show your driver's license on all different kind of occasions. I don't see why you wouldn't have to show identification to vote.
This is the most important thing in our world, in our nation. Why don't people see that? What is more important than voting in someone who is going to speak for you? They're going to sign laws for you. They're going to decide what happens for we the people. How dare we the people not take that seriously, not vet these people, and not insist that voter registration, voter law happens, not insist that voter fraud is stopped at every possible court, like getting dead people off the rolls. Like,
well, you
have to have a picture ID. This is ridiculous to let these things happen.
You noticed Obama didn't win a state that has voter ID laws.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I know. They're the ones, and he didn't win them,
and
there was probably no fraud in them either. How are you going
to
do
Indiana,
it?
In Indiana, three Democrats went to jail because they were forging signatures on the ballot to get Obama on the ballot. You know, they were forging names to get Obama on the ballot and Hillary. Well, they're in prison. And that was in 2008.
So did they take the Electoral College votes away from them then? Would it have mattered in the election?
I don't think it mattered in the election.
Probably not. But if every state that happened in took them away, I bet it would.
We have.
I was listening to Glenn Beck right after the election, and I was furious because he says, well, he actually said something about he was talking about voter fraud. He says, well, you can't. Everyone's screaming voter fraud. You can't prove voter fraud, so we need to just let that go. And I about dropped my teeth. I was like, you've got to be kidding me! How dare we just let that go?
Well, when they say that to me, I always throw that up at them that the three went to jail here in Indiana. Tell me there wasn't no voter fraud.
That's right. That's right. And the lady here in Ohio who was so proud, she voted five times for President Obama. And when someone asked, how do you think you had the right to do that? He deserves to be president, was her answer. Hello?
Hey, I thought that about Alfred E. Newman when he ran against Jimmy Carter.
I all the time. He's awesome. Oh, I know. Oh, it's just crazy. You got to wonder. You got to wonder how this nation can be so full of the people that it's full of and how we can be so detached in a country that's supposed to be run by us. We were supposed to be this wonderful republic, this wonderful place where everyone has a voice, where every state has its own choices, and you can vote with your feet by moving if you don't like it. You don't like California? Fine, move to Ohio. You don't like Ohio? Move to Indiana. You don't like Indiana? Move to Texas. Whatever. Go where you like the rules.
Yeah,
go where to do the things that you want to do and stop the federal government sticking their big toe in there like they did with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. They told states there's no highway funding to you unless you drop your thing to 55 because we have an oil issue. So, okay. You know, we just now, Ohio just this year got to 70 miles an hour again. It took us this long to come out of the dark ages. Finally,
you know,
we can go. And you know what? They just found out, they just said on the news yesterday, we have a 70 mile an hour speed limit and they have fewer accidents and fewer tickets than they've had before. Durr. Come on, people.
What is it on?
Everyone's going that fast anyway, huh?
It's 70 here in Indiana, too.
I know.
On the interstates.
Yeah, just on the interstates in Illinois.
And they think that's bad, but some people do. But if you look at Germany and the Autobahn, where there's no speed limit, and if you're running 70 miles an hour, they're going to pull you over and give you a ticket because you're blocking traffic.
That's right. I want that here.
And, you know, but
it's like we don't have a choice in anything anymore. And right. The other side, they don't look at, is this guy going to do the right thing? They look at, what are you going to give me?
That's right.
If I vote for you, what are you going to give me?
That's right. You're buying votes. They're not buying them by standing on the street corner and saying, here's $20, go vote for me. They're buying them by giving them freebies, goodies, more. And you know what? The people who are taking these freebies and goodies, people on welfare, people on WIC, people with the EBT cards, people with, you know, the free health care that used to go sit, remember they used to clog up our, and probably still will, our clog up our emergency rooms because they have a sniffle, because they don't have insurance, so they know the hospital has to take them. You know these people. We've been talking about them for decades. Well, now all these people, are they any better? They've been voting these people in for decades. Are they off of welfare now? Have they had a hand up? Can they feed their children now without government assistance? No. They're stuck in these little boxes, and they're forced to, because they don't have enough. Oh, we'll educate them. No, they don't. Obviously, they don't. Or if they do, the people aren't doing anything with the education. They're not giving anyone a hand up. They're handing out. They're giving away candy at Halloween. All the people have to do is say, trick-or-treat on the government's door, and they're handed a Snicker bar. But is that going to sustain them for life? No. That's going to make them they're giving people fish instead of teaching them how. We've got to turn this around.
It's like
in this
a dog.
Nation.
It's like a dog. If you feed a dog outside your door, more than likely that dog will keep coming back as long as you keep feeding them. And that's what they do. That's how these people are. They don't realize that the government is treating you like a dog. They're feeding you outside the door. And you keep coming back because you expect that food to be there.
That's right. But you know what? You don't feed that dog. Is he going to bite your ass? Pardon my French. I bet he does.
Well, I bet he does, too.
We fought with the EBT card failure for, 3 hours or something? And the whole world, every Walmart went into chaos or something crazy. Come on, people. Really? Grow up. This is the mentality.
Wait till this weekend.
I know. I'm hiding in my castle.
Charles Barkley, he's a retired professional basketball player, but he said it perfectly. The poor people have been voting for Democrats for 30 years, and they're still poor.
That's right. And this is the kind of thing we need to get across to these people. And the media's not going to help us. They're not going to help us. It's going to be stifled and shushed. But that's why we need patriots to run for office. And we need patriots who aren't afraid of anything to say these things in the debates. Don't worry about being called a racist. Don't worry about being called a sexist if you say something about the difference between men and women, because there are differences. Don't worry about being called a name. Sticks and stones can break your bones. Names will never really hurt you. They might hurt your feelings. You might cry a little bit. Get over it. Suck it up, Buttercup. I've had enough.
There you go. Sandy, I grew up with orange hair. I go by my last name is Strong. I was a small person, wore glasses. There's not much I haven't heard. But I'm still here living. None of it killed me.
Nope. Same issue.
Yeah, Lonnie has the same issue. I'm sure Chad's heard it.
Well, we got six.
I want to say one thing right now from Lonnie, me, and Chad. One thing from Lonnie, me, and Chad. Our ancestor was John Van Meteren. He was the first non-native to cross the Potomac. He did not see one single Muslim or mosque when he did so. And there was nobody here speaking Arabic.
That's right.
So true. Well, guys, thanks for letting me vent, and I'll let you guys close up the show. And God bless everybody.
There you go.
God bless, Sandy. Thank you for calling in. Always enjoyed it.
Got a song.
Good night.
Got a song. We're going. Blessings, everybody.
Blessings to everybody. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Keep spreading the word.
On Linda's show. Can't wait to listen to what she's got to say. Everybody have a good night. Bless you. Thank you.
Soldier, you